Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does it feel like it was worth the wait to make a big splash play and a big moment?
Absolutely. I stayed with it each and every week. You know, I never got frustrated. You know, I knew the time was going to come at some point. You know, I'm a team guy. You know, it's all about winning.
Now, you know, Coach Brady talked about everybody each, right? Today it just seemed like it was your turn. You know, Josh was looking for you. It seemed like, you know, you were the primary on a lot of plays on some big plays. Just care to talk about your touchdown, your first touchdown as a Bill.
You know, it's just about execution. You know, 11 guys playing together. You know, gratefully, I was on the end of a touchdown. You know, I got my first touchdown, which I was happy for. Everybody was going crazy. I told y'all, when I got in the end zone, I'm going to dance now. So let's keep it going.
Because he's sitting right next to you, but just how impressive is it for somebody to kind of, you know, fight through maybe not the starts of the season that they wanted and then make a big play in a big moment?
No, it's dope to see. I mean, the work this dude puts in, you know, every single week, every single day, every single practice, you know, training room, out on the field, after, you know, just all the work he puts in, it's dope to see it pay off.
Amari battling through the wrist injury. He had two catches, but they were huge in this one. How important was he, even though he didn't have a bunch of catches, not huge stats, but two really big ones?
Yeah, I mean, it's dope to see that as well. You know, I've said just the level of player that he is. You know, every single year in the league, he just showed out that he's one of the best wideouts in the league, and it's dope to see, you know, those players. I think the first one was one hand. Yeah, I mean, I just start yelling. It's just dope to see somebody like him buy into what we got going on, and you know, him celebrating with the team as well. You know, he's a team guy, so great dude.
Khalil, when the game is on the line, 3rd and 9, 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game, the play is called, and you know that you have a kind of idea that the ball is coming your way. What is going on in your mind at that moment?
As funny as it is, really not much. Like, you know, I think when you start thinking, like, oh, the crowd's loud and it's, you know, 3rd, 4th down, whatever it is, like, I think that's when, you know, mistakes happen. So for me, it's just my job as a wideout is to run the route that's for the play that's called, and when the ball comes to me, catch the ball. So,
Curtis, no Keon today, no Dalton today, but, you know, a lot of different players stepped up. Do you guys feel like you're hitting your footing at really kind of like the pivotal point of the season?
I feel like each and every week we are getting better. You know, unfortunately we had some guys down, but, you know, somebody else got to step up. You know, this bye week's going to be great for us. You know, when we get our guys back, it's going to be something special. I'm just excited. You know, everybody get this time off, you know, relax and, you know, unwind a little bit and get back the following week.
On your touchdown, they blitzed and, like, Josh just kind of picked up the read, or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Josh did a great job getting us into the right play. You know, it's man coverage. You know, go win. You know, we got so many dynamic guys in our room that can make guys, you know, that could win one-on-one matchups. And, you know, he trusting us each and every time.
Khalil, Josh talked about the touchdown run that he had there. The original play was kind of a mesh play as you're going across. But then as you see him kind of cut up field, can you describe what it's like seeing him dash to the end zone like that?
Yeah, I've said this before since I've been a Bill. Like, when Josh takes off, I find myself sometimes just, like, watching, like, wow, like, he's different, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then as that's going on in my head, I'm like, oh my goodness, let me just, you know, follow up the play. You know, I think, you know, everybody run to the ball, so I started doing that. When we took off today, I just started yelling. Like, I couldn't stop yelling. I mean, I was blank in the head, kind of, you know, blacked out a little bit. Man, he's a dog. He's a great leader, great dude. Love the dude.
I mean, what was the game plan against this tough Kansas City defense? Because, I mean, y'all just about had 300 yards of total yards, and y'all pretty much did what y'all needed to do, especially on 3rd down, very efficient. Good to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it just started at the beginning of the week with, you know, watching the film, you know, Joe installing the plays and, you know, us, you know, dialing up those details within every single play throughout the whole week. You know, our third down days, making sure that we're on points with our hots and our communication as well, from O-line to tight ends to running back, everybody, you know. Yeah, but I'll just say it was more just what the work we put in this week is why we were successful tonight.
Curtis, do you feel that this team is now finally starting to gain offensive rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're heading in the right direction. You know, each and every week is going to get more and more important for us all to be on the same page. You know, each and every week, our job is just to focus on us. You know, we can't focus on everybody else. We understand we're playing against good teams, but if 11 guys play together, I'm going to keep saying that, if we all play together and play our best football, the sky's the limit for us.
Khalil, you might have been asked about it. We had a big catch for a gain on the drive before Curtis's touchdown. It was kind of like you were just an outlet. It wasn't a screen, you know, this time, just kind of.
Yeah, just like, you know, check down. You know, Josh, you know, threw me the ball, and I've said this before. It's just when, as a wideout, when that ball comes your way, it's to catch it and make a play, make guys miss, and, you know, executed that pretty well.